Christina Decker joined the team last fall.
Times when I mentioned roller derby, especially at work, was a lot of the older ones were like, well, you're too nice for roller derby. It's like, what do you mean? It's a sport.
Marcia McKay has been around longer, and she agrees there's a common misconception about the image of women in the game.
How tough the people are on the court, but how kind they are outside the court.
Like, you just think, like, they're, like, super tough, they might be mean, and then, like, all of a sudden you see them, and then they're, like, the nicest people ever.
Some might think roller derby is a lawless playground of women punching each other. One time, that might have been true. But since roller derby's revival as a club sport in Austin, Texas, about 15 years ago, the game is rough but regulated.
That we get to elbow people? Yeah. We don't get to elbow people.
In fact, there's a ton of rules for the game. April Einert is the veteran of the group. She's reading from the updated playbook.
If their actions create a no-pack situation, except those covered in Section 5.10.2.3, so this is where it's like legal jargon to me.
The simplest description is this. Each team has a skater, called a jammer, who's trying to lap around the track as quickly as she can. But the four blockers of the other team are trying to stop her, using their upper arms, torsos, and hips. Roller derby is played in two-minute periods called jams. The Bettys practice starting their jams over and over.
5 seconds.
The blockers position themselves side to side, forming a wall.
Tweet!
Einert, the jammer, tries to break through them. When she does, she's able to skate all the way around the track and start scoring points.
You girls are doing good.
This is not a sport anyone grew up playing, so the women are usually just bringing some basic skating experience.
Definitely a little bit more sure of myself than the first day.
What was the first day like?
Oh, I hugged the wall most of the time. Actually, for the first like four practices, the wall was my friend. But once I started getting more confident and not being on the skates themselves, things started progressing a lot faster. It's actually pretty invigorating.
Derby is a full contact sport, a first for many on the track. The women get their butts kicked physically and emotionally. In moments of desperation, they whine about having to do jumping jacks in their skates. But they know their bodies are getting stronger. Einert says she's not looking for the toughest women or the best skaters. It's about finding the ones that can commit.
To do it, and you have to enjoy what you're doing, or you're not going to enjoy it and you're not going to show up. So, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest key is.
Wrangell's Garnet Grit Bettys will play their first game of the season on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, in the high school gym at 4 p.m. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.